Welcome to Promotion for Writers, Lesson 1, Connecting with Influencers.
Goals and expectations. Now, this lesson is all about connecting with influencers who can help promote you and your work. By the end, you should know how to target, connect with, and help key people who will support your creative work. So let's get started. First, determine what influencers are relevant to your topic. You can do that by going and doing some research. Start subscribing to their podcasts, reading their posts and books, following them on social media, commenting on and sharing their content. Find them everywhere, but there's their websites, Amazon, Medium, iTunes, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, a million other options. Now reach out to them, but here's the key part. Once you're familiar with their work and a genuine fan of it, find a way to tell them how much their work means to you. The more specific you are, the better. I love your work is fine, but your post about the influence therapy had on your life motivated me to get back into therapy is much more meaningful. Now help them. If they share something they need help with on social media, from quitting smoking to getting volunteers to take a survey, reach out with an offer to help or share a note, advice, or a story. You'd be surprised how often these opportunities come up once you're looking for them. If you have feedback on something they're doing you think would be genuinely helpful, provide it. If you know someone you believe could help them, offer to do an introduction. You get the idea. Spotlight them. If you do a blog post about one of them or feature them in a newsletter, share it with them. They'll be flattered, I swear. Here is my personal experience. I became obsessed with James Altucher, with the book Choose Yourself, with his podcast, with everything he wrote. I didn't know him, but I wrote a story called My Favorite Self-Help Author Isn't a Self-Help Author at All. It's all about him. Here's what happened after that. I messaged him the piece on Facebook, and he featured it and me in one of his newsletters, which went out to, like, at the time, 250,000 people. He's probably got a million people on his list now. Then we became friends. He gave me career advice. He promoted my webinar. Then stuff like this started to happen. I liked his interview with my friend Scott Steindorf, and then he tweeted that. Called me one of his two favorite people. Yeah, that happened. How much do influencers matter? The answer is a lot. See the PDF, How Instagram Became the New Oprah, for more information about that. Here's more on influencers. The best explanation of this I've ever seen is a story called The Tim Ferriss Effect. It's on Forbes.com. The summary is, author Michael Ellsberg was featured in the New York Times, on CNN, and in many media outlets, and it didn't help push the needle on his book at all. Then Tim Ferriss published one of his guest posts, and look what happened. Number 45 in all of Amazon. Here's a quote from that story. You want to find an audience that is highly targeted. I would rather be able to reach 5,000 people who are exactly interested in my topic than, let's say, 100,000 who are marginally interested. That was Ramit Sethi, the New York Times bestselling author and CEO of I Will Teach You to Be Rich. This is why the old ways aren't working. We want targeted audiences and not massive audiences that are not targeted. Problem is, we're not all friends with Tim Ferriss. Maybe you are. But go find your people. People who are probably not as influential as him, but influential to their 5,000, as Sethi said, or fewer people. This will pay off tenfold, not only because they may end up helping you, but also because through doing this, you will learn from them. Join their communities. Now, many of these people host events, appear at conferences, or offer paid communities. Connecting in person is ideal, but joining one of their paid online communities may be more economical and even more ideal. For better or worse, we're all predisposed to respond to the people who give us something. It's just psychologically. Robert Cialdini, who's the greatest living expert on influence, says, "We are obligated to give back to others." Essentially, thou shalt not take without giving in return. And in that book, Influence, he gives so many examples of this. And one of them is, I don't know if you're old enough to remember when Hare Krishnas gave out flowers in airports, but there were studies done that the people who were given flowers, even when they didn't want them, even when they threw them away immediately, were more likely to donate because of that psychological compulsion to give back to people who gave us something. Here's another approach. Declare yourself the influencer. The more newsworthy you can become before your book or any creative work is released, the better. And you can actually insert yourself into the news. Make cold calls. Declare yourself a leader in the space and become one. Now, here's what my friend Ryan Hampton did after building up his social media. In his words, I cold called and emailed. I said, "Hi, my name is Ryan Hampton. I've spent the last 2 years watching my friends die from addiction. I have a story to tell, and I think if the rest of the world could see what I did through my lens, they would be outraged. I want people to be as outraged as me. I'd love to work with you, but if you aren't interested, please let me know now. Thanks." I should mention, before I tell you that it's all over, that through that approach, he ended up with multiple book deal offers, multiple TV offers, quoted in publications, flown all over the country and the world to speak. That works. So that's it. Your guide to connecting with influencers in order to build an audience for your creative work. So here's a summary of what we covered. Finding the influencers in your field and then following, supporting, and helping them, as well as how to declare yourself an influencer. Here's your homework. Target significant but not so big that they're impenetrable influencers in your world. Follow and help them in whatever ways you can, and brainstorm ways you could declare yourself the influencer. Next up, making yourself newsworthy.